Okay, today is Daf Chav Dalet. We are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis by the beginning of the new Perek. And the new Perek begins, Ein Tzadim Tzadim Dogim Minha Bibirim Biyantif. You cannot trap fish from a fish pond on Yontif. Why not? Says Rashi, Af Agaf, even though, first Rashi of the Perek, Af Agaf, even though the Shechita, Vafia, Ubishal, Me'avos Malachas Hain, even though Afia cooking and Bishol baking and cooking and Shechita are Avos Malachos, V'hutru Utsarach Yontif, and they're Mutter for Yontif, so why can't I trap? Says Rashi, time of the reason is, Bishum de'i Efshar me'erev Yontif, because those you can't do on Erev Yontif. Why? Like we said last night, the Shechita, Chayesh, L'michmar, Bisra, Shechita, the possibility of some issue, pen yischameim v'yasriach, the meat might get foul. So therefore, you can check on Yontif, and you can cook on Yontif, and you can bake on Yontif. Why? Because it's better. Aval tzeda, but trapping, efshar latu dimi bodyom. You could have done that beforehand. V'yinichenu bimitu dasa b'mayim, put it in your fish pond, in your house, in your living room. Bodyom, it's not going to die. V'lamachar yitluhu. And then the next day, when you need it, you take the fish. No problem. Right? That's why, according to Rashi, you cannot trap fish on Yontif. Says Tosfos, first Tosfos, no. Pirish Rashi, Afagaf to Ochel Nefesh, Mutter, Hainu Daf, Kokigon, Bishol, Vafia, Vishchita, the EF Shemi, Erev Yontif. Right? That's only things you can't do on Erev Yontif. The Yoser Tov, Paschama, because the hot bread is better, right? The Gam, Bishol, Biyontif, Vishchita, Shemi, Yasriach. The food might get bad. Aval tzeda, efshar latu dumi erev yontif. You can do it on beforehand. V'yinichenu b'mayim b'mitzu daso lo yavas. Says Tosfos v'lona hira. That's not right. That's not the right answer. K'dimafarish b'reish mechilton. It's like I said in the beginning of the Masechta. Gabe gzira shem yitlosh. This gzira maybe you'll come to pluck, right? De'ein l'chalig ba'ochal nefesh. There's no difference when it comes to ochal nefesh. Bein efshar laso sumi erev yontif le'i efshar. There's no difference whether you could have done it beforehand or not. I'm not talking about machshire ochel nefesh. We're talking about ochel nefesh. Right? There's no difference, as Tosfos, for ochel nefesh proper. Not for, I don't have any forks to have to go smelt metal. I'm not talking about that. That I could have done before. I'm not talking about that. I'm eating. Eat for mamash ochel nefesh, there's no difference between if I could have done it or if I couldn't have done it. No difference. Ella, Dafka, b'machshirin yesh l'chalik l'kach. Only by machshir yochel nefesh such a distinction. Could I have done it before? Could I chop down the tree beforehand to get the wood to make the table? Could I have done that beforehand. Right? I'm not talking about that. Ochel nefesh? What, I can't go get the food now? I have to do it yesterday? Nothing like that. L'kach nera, k'perish rebein achanan al mikinun. That's why what I said on Daf Beit Gimel is right. Shalafarish le'el mishum d'domei l'kitzira. Taking a fish out of a pond, not trapping it, but taking it out of the pond, is like katsira. You're removing something from its environment. You're removing something from its environment. That's a whole discussion. If you do that, I would say.
We brought down that
right
example
for koter, which is one of the av malachos. And by the way, the key he hasn't mentioned it here. We mentioned it back then that it's before Elisha. It's
right
before Elisha. So
Isn't Leisha his thing?
So Tosfos derived Leisha from a pasuk.
I know, but he keeps contradicting himself.
Why?
Because you should have said
Leisha.
Exactly. And then why is the problem?
No, but isn't Tosfos the one who came up with that Leisha thing?
Yes. Anything before Leisha, you're not allowed to do.
Right.
Oh, that's why you say
he's
a
coach. Right. The coach is before. But same
example. You can't do it.
Right. And then we have all our same questions about Tochein and Borer.
Everybody else can't do it.
What? No, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says, based on the Rambam, that's not the reason. He bases it on a pasuk. It said that you could cook. Somehow Tosfos derived, where'd Leisha come from out of the blue? Where'd that come from? Where'd Leisha come from out of the blue? Where'd he pick that one? So Tosfos had it based on a pasuk about making bread. And Leisha's the first, mamish making bread. It was based on a pasuk. The Rambam said no. The reason is because if we allow you to do the other malachos, you'll be busy all day in the field. That's not what Yontif is supposed to be. So we said, if you're in your kitchen and you want to put some spices on and grind it like this, like that, and do boro like this, like that, it could be mutter. Kotzer is never mutter. There's never a reason we have to go outside to the field. That's not mutter. Plowing, right? All these big dosh. What, you're going to have to do, you're gonna go do winnowing now? I mean, these things shouldn't be done.
That's good. That's good.
Exactly. The ksira, that's good, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the whole reason for taking it out of its environment now called
ksira. Right.
Why ban animals in Akateri taking it out of the wild, out of its environment?
It's not in that environment.
Right.
Environment, to the wild.
So they only said, you mean?
Nothing's going to happen when you pull the animal out of the in there and put it into your house.
Yeah.
You take a fish and you pull it out of the water, it's dead.
Right, a better way to say it is you're removing it from its source of nourishment.
Right.
So by Katsira, you cut off an apple, you kill the apple. Here, you take the fish out, same thing. I move the lion from the jungle to the zoo, it didn't do anything.
When we learned that the line of death and we were all on your side in this one.
Right.
It didn't make sense.
It doesn't sit well, but that's what... Right. And by the way, if somebody pulls a fish out of a lake on Shabbos, are they over kotzer? Halacha lamaisa? Are they over? I don't know.
We call it trapping.
So Charles just said, we should the dummy look katsira. It's like katsira. So what does he mean by that? Does he mean it is katsira? It's like, what does it mean by that? It looks like it. I'm not sure what he means by that. But we get the idea. We get the general idea. So it's a big machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. About machshiri olchon lev, we don't hold like that.
I will tell you something. Rashi makes more sense.
Right. Any machshirin that could have been done before and you have to do beforehand. Yeah, right. So
why doesn't that make sense? That makes more sense.
Right. So you want to have fresh food, gesundheit of all the fresh food you want. Right. You don't have to cook everything beforehand.
You're quick. Time to have a refrigerator.
Right. So you want to have fresh food, gesundheit. But if I could have done it beforehand, I should have done it beforehand. That's a Rashi Shita.
We know that's the effort for cooking and just about everything that you need for Yantra.
I know where Tosfos has a problem with it. Well, no, Tosfos doesn't have a problem with Ochel Nefesh.
Well, he obviously said the Rashi says that he's Tosfos.
No, Rashi says if you because you could have done it before. What Rashi says, so Rashi says like this, anything you could do before Yontif that won't affect the taste, you must do before Yontif.
Alright.
Tosfos says absolutely not. What? Because he views Ochel Nefesh in a different way. No, even if you can do it before, that won't make one bit of a difference. You still can, as long as you don't violate my rule. My rule says any of the first 10 malachas he can't do.
By the way, we mostly possibly like Rashi, if you think about it. We don't do Shechita anymore on Yantar. Nobody does Shechita on Yantar.
Right.
Because we can do it before Yantar.
Right. Exactly. But
right.
We have refrigerators.
That's why.
So it's not an issue.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, but you know, if someone says, I don't have time to make a chicken cutlet before Yantar, it doesn't make a difference to the taste. I'll do it on Yantar. No one says you're not allowed to do that. We don't even halacha l'maisa. Erev Yontif, chalamoy, Erev Yontif, I'm cooking everything. You know what? I'll make the soup tomorrow. What's the difference?
That's
you're allowed to do.
One second, but that's, we're following the same process.
I could have done it. No, because Rashi says it tastes better.
The people cook on Yontif.
Right.
In general, people cook on Yontif.
Right. Even if you could.
It does not have to be done.
Right, I hear you. Okay, very good. So it's a machlok, it's Rashi and Tosfos, basically. The next line says, the ain nosten lefnehen mizonos. You can't even feed them. That's a different issue. That's because they're not your responsibility. That's what Rashi says. The ain nosten lefnehen mizonos. You can't feed fish on Yontif. Rashi explains that they're always going to find what to eat. So you can't feed them. They're always going to have. There's always food in the pond for them. You don't have to feed them. Aval sadin chaya v'of min habibirin. But you can trap a chaya or an oaf from their environment. That you can do. Why? Why could you do that? Right? As long as it's Rashi says the trap was set up before Yontif. Right?
Right.
And therefore they're considered already trapped. And fish are not like that. Vinos, din lefnei, and mizonos. And you can feed them. Why could you feed them? Exactly. Yeah, klal, Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol habibirin shavin. Not every environment's the same. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol hamachusar tzeda, usher. If it's lacking a tzeda, then it's usher. In other words, if I still have to trap, it's usher. V'she'ena mechusar tzeda, mutter. And if it's not lacking, then it's mutter. It depends on what has to be done to get the animal. What has to more be done? Right?
You gotta go after it and trap it again.
Exactly. So let's say I take it into some some preserve in Africa that's 100 miles in diameter. It's trapped. It's in there. Is that trapped?
Not really
trapped. Right? What if it's in a house? Is it trapped?
Not really.
What if it's in a closet?
I can see in a house.
So you see that it's not such a simple question. What if it's in a closet?
It's trapped.
Right. So we're gonna see that. So that's what he said. It's not so simple. Not every environment's the same. So Viruminu says to Gemara, 1 second. We have a brayta that says like this: Bibarin shel chaya shel ofos, of environment of. An environment for chayas and ofos, ain't sudden mayhem be yontif, right? You cannot trap them on yontif. The ain nosten lifnei mizonos, and you cannot feed them. So kasha chaya achaya, kasha ofos a ofos. Our Mishnah said that in their environment you can trap them, right? Well, they're already considered trapped, we said. And here we see, not true. Now, bishlo machaya chaya lo kasha. You want to tell me animal is not a kasha? Ha, Rabbi Yehuda. Ha, Rabbanan. You want to tell me it's not a kasha? The brisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan. Ditnan, because they have another Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos that says like this: Hatzad, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad tzipar lemigdal. Let's say you trap a bird to a tower, to a building, or vitzvi labayis, or you trap a deer into a house. Chayev. You're chayev for the trapping. Why are you chayev for trapping? Because it's basically trapped. It's basically trapped. The deer's in the house. How big is the house already? We're not talking about some, you know, 1,000-room house. It's in the house, a little house. It's trapped. Where's it going? The bird's in the thing. Where's it going already? It's in the closet. It's not going anywhere. Labayis hu demachayev. That's only chayev because you got it into a house. Aval lebebirin, but there's some other kind of enclosure. Lo. That's not trapped. Then you can't get that deer now. You can't get it. V'chacham omrim, tzipar l'migdal. If you get a bird into the closet, utzvi, and you get a deer, legina, to a garden, l'chatzer, to a chatzer, u'libibirin. Right? It's also considered trapped. So you could say it's different shita. That's how, if you resolve that easily, different shita. El ofos, kasha. But we still didn't resolve the birds. Our mission said, in the enclosure, the bird's considered trapped. And this bride said it's not true. So, v'chi tema. I'll tell you a possible answer. Hi, nami, lo kasha. It's also not a kasha. Ha, bebibar makora. Ha, bebibar she'ena makora. It depends if the enclosure has a roof. If it has a roof, then it's considered trapped. And if it doesn't have a roof, it's not considered trapped. But 1 second. V'ha bayis, the kebibar makora tabi. A house is an enclosure with a roof. Ubein l'Rabbi Yehuda, bein l'Rabbanan, tzipar l'migdal in, l'bayis lo. We said you get a bird into a house, that's not considered trapped. Only in the closet. Right? So we still have a contradiction. What's the story with birds? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hacha, Betzipor, Duror, Askinan. Really, if it's once there's an enclosure, a house, or anything with a roof, the bird's considered trapped. But here we're talking about a special bird, which is not trapped, even in a house. It's a Tzipor Duror, She'ena Mikabelas Maros. It never accepts authority. So even in a house, even in an enclosure, the other birds will calm down. They're considered trapped. Not this one. The Tani Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Lama Nikwa Shmuel Tzipar Durar. Why is it called a Tzipar Durar? Durar means freedom. Shadara mi babayis kasadeh. Because it lives like it's in a house, like in a field. In other words, it's not trapped. It's not considered trapped. Every other bird, once it's in an enclosure, it is. That's how we resolve the stira. When the enclosure has a roof, it's considered trapped. And when not, not. Sahashta da asus lahachi. Now that we gave that answer, that it depends if it has a roof or not, we can say the same thing by the animals. Chaya, achaya, nami lo kasha. We can say the same answer. That we gave an answer with different tanoim. We have to give that answer. Ha, bebibar katan. Ha, bebibar gadol. What kind of enclosure is it? A small enclosure is considered trapped. And a large enclosure is not considered trapped. Hechi dami bebibar katan. Hechi dami bebibar gadol. How do you know an enclosure is small or large? Amar of Ashi. Kol hecha derohet abasrei. If you're chasing after it, Umatile bechad shachya, and you can get it with one lunge, bibar katan. That's considered a bibar katan. Veidach, otherwise, bibar gadol. So that's pretty small. That's a pretty small enclosure, right? Probably basically it's a cage.
We've obviously never chased birds.
What?
These people obviously never chased birds.
This is not even birds. It's animals.
And birds?
What? No, so birds, we said, has to have a roof. If it has a roof, it's considered trapped.
Anything
with, except for that one bird, anything with a roof is considered trapped because it's submissive already. Animals, it depends. So a sheep. So, right? If it's one lunge, a sheep's not going anywhere. We're not talking about, you're not trapping a zebra. You're not trapping a cheetah that can outrun you. We're not talking about animals like that. You're trapping them for eating. Right? We're not talking about that. You're not a lion tamer. We're talking about animals you can eat. So what already is it? The only one that's hard is a deer. Because deers can run fast. Otherwise, don't a cow. You chop a cow. Cow doesn't move.
If you got it in an enclosure, it can't run very fast.
Exactly. So if you can get it in one lunge, it's considered trapped. If it's the house has some big mansion in back Lawrence, you can't get it so fast. That's considered a beaver gadol. Inami or kol hecha deika ukte. If it's got corners it can run to, that's beaver gadol. V'idach beaver cotton. Right. So if it's in your shed, how big is your shed? It's 8 feet long? Might not be one lunge, but it doesn't matter for it to go. That would be considered a beaver cotton. It's already trapped in there. Inami or kalhecha denafli tula dekasli ahadadi beaver cotton. If it's so small that the shadow of one wall goes on the other wall, not exactly sure what that means, but you get the picture. It's so small where the shadows, that's how small it is, that's a beaver cotton. V'idach beaver gadol. Otherwise, it's a beaver gadol. Okay? I don't know what to say more about this.
It's not easy
Gemara, but it's not like nothing more to say. Rishir ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol habibirin shavin. Not every beaver is the same size. Not everything's the same. So what do you mean by that? Right? That's what he said. He said not everything's the same. If it's still, it could be in a big house. It could be, if it's still trapped, it's still trapped. Right?
Well, you have to count the size of the animal here.
Well, exactly. It's a thing to count everything.
You have to count everything. Yeah.
So he says not everything's the same. You can't give these rules like this. Oh, well, if it's the shadow's over there, then it's trapped. So Amar of Yosef, Amar Vuda Mashmo, Halacha Kershir Megamliel. The halacha's like that. Amalei, Abaya, Halacha Mechlal de Pligi. So you say the halacha is like that, which implies that someone disagrees. Right? Right? But we already said in Tanakhama held that it's not true. Only a Bieber Katon and not a Bieber Gadol. So what do you mean the halacha is like him? The halacha is like everything. It's saying the same thing basically. Amalei, Mainaskalachmina. What's the difference? There's no Mainaskamina. They both agree that not every enclosure is the same. Like you said, Monty, not every animal is the same. Not every enclosure. That's exactly what he said. He has to take everything into account. So the Tanakhama said that, and Ashur Ben Gamliel said it. So why do you have to tell me the halacha is like Ashur Ben Gamliel? Basically, the answer is Amalei. What Gemara Zemurta Tehei? What Torah is like a music, like a song, just hum along. It's a hard line. The Gemara is like a song that you just hum along. In other words, yeah, it's all good, it's all sweet. We'll sing a song. It doesn't matter who we hold like. It's all the same. No, that's not what Gemara is. That's not what learning is. It has to have what's the who do we paskin like? Why do we paskin like that person? By the way, that shita is very similar to that shita. They're almost saying the exact same thing. Maybe he was just explaining the Tanakhama, not necessarily arguing on him. We explain the Tanakhama to be... You can't just say, oh yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. Right? Okay. Next. Zaklal. We're on the second wide line of Chavdal and Amar Aleph. The Mishnah said, Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol hamachusar tzeda. Any animal that requires trapping is still asur. Hechidabi mechusar tzeda. What does that mean? It's lacking trapping. What does that mean? Right? We had a Tanakhama. Then we had Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Then we had in the Mishnah. Right? If it's lacking trapping, right? What does he mean by that? Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kol sha'amar haba mitzuda unitzudenu. Anytime you have to say, let's get the trapping, I gotta go trap the animal. What do you mean we have to trap the animal? It's already trapped. It's in my house. Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. We're never going to catch it. Right? Let's get the trap and trap it. If you have to say that, then it's not trapped. Rashi says that the what Rav Ashi said earlier, where if you could catch it in one lunge, it's considered trapped. And if the shadows of the room, right? And it's the same shear. It's the same shear as this. That's what Rashi says. It's the same shear. Tosfos says, then why didn't you just say that? It's a different shear. And they're arguing on what the shear is. We don't know the difference, but they knew the difference, right? So my chalak is Rashi and Tosfos. Is it the same shear, or are they giving up a new shear now? Anyway, Amalei Abaya, Vaha Avazin V'tar Negolim. When you have the chickens and geese, Sha'omrim, Havim Mitsuda V'nitsudenu, where we will have to say, let's get the trap and go trap it, right? Vatanya Hatzad Avazin V'tar Negolim. Somebody traps geese or chickens, or Vione Hardesios, or Yonim, or Yonim is a Yon, a dove, Hardesios. Rashi gives two pshatim. First of all, either it's a name of a place, or V'yesh Omer Al Shem Hordus. It was Herodian birds. Why are they called Hordus? Because he raised them, right? Shehem Hagadolim B'Bateim. Anyway, if you, basically it's like a chicken. It's a domesticated bird. So if someone says, if someone traps these birds, putter. You're putter for trapping, right? Why are you putter? What?
Are they domesticated?
No. The issue is not whether I use a trap. It's already trapped. Right? They're already doing the coop. They're already considered trapped. So what did I do? I put a bag over its head. I didn't trap it. It's already trapped. So you see from here that getting a trap is not the criteria. Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Amar Shmuel. No. Halalu Baal L'Kluvin L'Erev. What? Because these come back at night. So of course they're already trapped. They come back at night. We didn't trap them. They don't have to trap them. They'll come back. The Halalu ain't Baal L'Kluvin L'Erev. But at night, the other ones don't come back. Therefore, the other ones, you have to mamish trap. Ay, Vare Yona, Yone Shovach. But the doves of a shovach, the yone aliyah, or the doves of an attic, the boyan lekluvin v'lerev, they come back. By the way, they come back to their nest. V'atanya, we learned hatzad yone shovach v'yone aliyah. If you trap them, also v'tziporim shekananu betfichin bebiros, birds that dwell in the jars in the walls of mansions. I have no idea what that means. That's what it means. If you all that chayev, you're chayev. So what do you mean that they come back, therefore there's no trapping? It's not true. The Brisa is not like that. Even though they come back, you can still trap them. So Ella Amar Rabba Bar Bar Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halal Ubon L'Kluvin L'Erev, Umazon Othan Alecha. Not only do they come back, but you have to feed them. They're your birds. You can't trap them that you own, really. I mean, you could, but the Metzias is that you're not trapping them. Halal other birds, the ones that we said you are Chayah for, Ubon L'Kluvin L'Erev, they do come back to the nest. But the ain mizono saying alecha. They're not yours. You don't have to support them. You don't have to feed them. Therefore, that then you could trap them. Rav Mari says another answer. Hani avidi lirabuye. Those will leave. Hani lo avidi lirabuye. And the other ones don't leave. In other words, if they leave, then you trap them. If they're not going to leave, you're not trapping them. They're already trapped. So Gemara says, 1 second, kulanami avidi lirabuye. Every animal, when you try to catch it, will run away. What do you mean? What do you mean those don't go away? Try that. Try grabbing an animal. It's not going to go away. Every animal will run away. So Gemara says, you're right. L'kluvan kamrinan davidi lirabuye. They're going to leave even from their own place, even from their own coop. That the chickens won't do that. So they're considered already trapped, and therefore there's no trapping. How exactly this plays out in day-to-day life? It doesn't apply to us. We're not trappers, right? We go to the store and buy the food already prepared for us.
We trap it off the shelf.
We trap it off the shelf. We fight the women for the food in the shelves. That's our extent of our trapping, yeah?
I'm feeling these doves, some of these doves are messenger birds. That they come back.
I don't know.
Have to feed them. I'm feeling some of the messenger birds.
Right. Not, right. Exactly how exactly this played out, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, next Mishnah. Mitsudos chaya v'ov v'dogim. If you have a trap that you set up, she'asa'an me'erev yontif, you set it up on erev yontif, lo yitol mehen b'yontif. You can't take the animal on yontif, ela im kein yedua she'nitzodu me'erev yontif, unless you know it's already trapped when yontif began. If you don't know, it's a suffix. If you trapped it on Yontif, which you're not allowed to do. Right? So, if you know it was trapped, if we have a video camera and you know it was trapped before Yontif, it's no problem. Only from their enclosure, because they're already trapped once. Stop, you can put a trap out in the wild to catch some bird or something. You have to know it was trapped before Yontif. Maisa Benachri Echad, there was once a guy, Shehevi Dogim, L'Rabban Gamliel, that he brought fish to Rabban Gamliel, Va'amar, and he said, Mutarin hain, they're mutter. Now, how can you say they're mutter? How do we know when they were trapped? Ella, she'ain't returning to Lakabal Himenu. But I don't like this guy. Rashi says he hated him. Rashi says he didn't want to. Shani Sono, I hate him. I don't mean hate him, maybe, right? In Hebrew, there's no word for like. Either you hate somebody or you love somebody. There's no word I like him. There's no such word in Hebrew. Either I love you or I hate you. So Rashi the hate. I mean, he hates him. He didn't want anything to do with the guy. He didn't want anything to do with the guy. So I don't want to have it. That contradicts the halacha. It's mutter.
Hated a Jew?
It's not a Jew. It was a guy. It's mutter. How can it be mutter? We don't know when it was trapped. Right? It's mutter, but I don't want to owe this guy any favors.
What?
So Rashi says, what Gemara says, Maisa Lister. The story contradicts the halacha. The halacha said, you have to know. A guy walks in, oh, here it is. How do you know? So it's a contradictory.
Well, it's not. There's a difference between a Jew and a guy.
Right. Difference between a Jew and a guy.
Yeah. The guy has no problem.
Yeah, but he can't do a malacha for you.
Not doing a malacha for you. He gave him as a present.
Right. Okay, so...
He's not accepted from me, but not because he had a problem with
it. So for some reason, the Gemara doesn't give that... No, the Gemara is assuming that it's doing it for you. That's not going to be the answer. The answer is not going to be a present. We're going to have a chesuri mechzera.
It's mutter to use it.
So that's the question. How can it be mutter? We don't know where it was trapped.
Who cares?
It must be. It's for him.
As long as he didn't tell him to go get it, it's not doing to pay him.
What?
As long as he didn't tell him to go get it, it's not doing. He's not doing to pay him.
So it must be somehow. It's for him.
How?
I don't know because that's not going to be the answer.
We'll find out later.
So the Gemara answers. The Gemara gets a different answer. Chesure mechzera v'hachi ketani. It's Chesure Mechzera, Vachi Ketani. We've left out half the Mishnah. Safek, here's how it should say. Safek Muchan Osir, if it's a Safek, it's Osir. Rabbi Gamliel Matir, Rabbi Gamliel said a Safek is Mutter. The only time it'll be a problem is if you vad, I know it's a problem. If it's a Safek, I don't know. The guy brings me I have no idea. That's Mutter. How, and not only that. Maisanami, Benach Biachot, Shehevi Dog and Lord Gamliel, he once brought fish, Farmer, and he said, Mutarinain, there's no problem. Why? It's a suffix. And we don't know when they were trapped. Suffix. Eloshani wrote to the Kabbalah Menu, but I don't want to owe this guy anything. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm not taking it. But you could eat him. Amar Ruda Mashmuel, Ain Halacha Krebin Gamliel. We don't hold like that. You have to know for sure. The Ikka Damasting La Aha. Others have it like this. The Tanya, Suffix Mukhan, if it's a suffix, Rabbi Gamliel Matir, Rabbi Yeshua Oser, Rabbi Gamliel said, like I hold, a suffix is okay. Rabbi Yeshua said, no way. Amr Buddha Marshmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua. Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that a suffix is a problem. Vika Damas Nila Ahad Tanya. Others have it like this. Shochatin min ha-negarin, ha-negarin biyantif. You can shecht an animal that was taken from an enclosure. The Aval, right? Rashi says it means they were already trapped. Avalom min ha-rishasos. Umin hamach moros, and not from other places, other traps, not from nets or traps. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Now I'm not sure what this means, but you go to the trap umitzaon mikol kolin me'erev yontif, and you see that somehow the trap is tampered with on erev yontif. Biyadua shemeerev yontif nitzodu. You know that it was trapped before yontif. So Rashi explains you have a trap that's miles wide. I don't know what kind of trap this is. And you go to one side of the trap, and you see it's been tampered with. You know now that the animal's been trapped wherever the animal is. In the trap. It's far away. So I don't want to walk there now. I'll go tomorrow on yonder. It's trapped already. Because I see one side of the trap is damaged. The only way that could have happened is if the animal fell into the trap. You have to think of a case where that's possible, where that exists. That I know from this, looking at this side of the trap, I know the animal's been trapped already. Then you know it's not a suffix. How come you don't see the animal? Because it's very far away. How big is the trap? Very big.
That might be a problem again.
Why?
You trap it a second.
No, it's trapped.
It's trapped, so it seems to go. It's now in an enclosure.
What?
Now you gotta go feed that back into what we learned before in the last Gemara. How big is it?
So look at Rashi. The Rashi in the last wide line says, "Bum er lamakom shi parson." Will you spread out the trap? The hain, ba'orech, mil or chatzi mil. It's a mil or half a mil long, this trap. Ukeshachayin ofelas berosho echad, and when the animal falls in on one side, mitoch shemis parekes umisnatekes lotzeis, and trying to break free, hamitsudos mis kalpalos kulan, the whole trap gets touched, gets damaged. Verosho hasheni, on the other side, the other end, netek mimakom shenitzka, it got uprooted from where it was set. V'simenhu lo sheish chaya berosho acher. You know now they have an animal on the other side. What kind of trap is this? I don't know what this is talking. I don't know what this is. So Rashi says somehow it's a massive thing, and when one side's damaged, you know it's trapped over there. So it's not like it doesn't have to be trapped again. Why don't you go see? You're too lazy to walk. I don't know. Back to the Gemara. Ba umatzan mikol kolam biyantif. But if you only noticed that the trap was damaged on yantif, biyadua shebiyamtaf nitzodu. You know now that it was trapped on yantif. Ba osrin and it's aser. Okay, so now we're going to take this hagufa kasha. It's internally inconsistent. It's not inconsistent. The diyukim are inconsistent, right? Why? Amar, at the first we said bo matzah milchol kolam erev yontif. If you saw the trap damage on erev yontif, be a dua shemay erev yontif nitzodu. You know now that on erev yontif it was already trapped. Taima, why is that true? Deba umatzah milchol kolam, because you came and saw it damaged. Hasveika asurin. The implication is that if it's a safek, it would be aser. Ein mesefa. What about the next case? Ba umatzah milchol kolam biyantif. If you saw it was only first damaged on yontif, biyadua shebiyantif nitzodu. Now you know that on yontif it was trapped. Taima why? The ba umatzah milchol kolam, because you came and saw it damaged. The implication is hasveka. And what if you're not sure? Mi'erev yontif nitzodu. We would say that it happened erev yontif umutarin, and therefore it's mutar. So the implications are inconsistent. So the Gemara answers, Hachika Amar. Here's what we say. Ba umatza'in mikol kolin me'erev yontif. If you came and saw that the trap was tampered with an erev yontif, biyadua shem'erev yontif nitzodu. You know for sure that it happened erev yontif. Umutarin, and it's mutar. That's for sure. If you saw the erev yontif, you went out there, you saw it's damaged, oh, Baruch Hashem, the animal's way on the other end, I'll get it tomorrow. You know it's trapped. Hasveika, what if you're not sure? Nase kimish and itzodu biyantif veosrin. It's as if you're not sure, you have to be machmer. Maybe we have to have it on yantif, and therefore it's aser. Amar Rav Huda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We pass them like that. Okay? Good?
So what about the second case?
That was a vadai. I went there, if you have any luck? No luck. All right, we'll come back in the morning. Come back in the morning. That was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, erev yontif. So maybe between 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock it happened. You don't know that.
But if on yontif, you find it, that is mekukal, so you know.
And what about before yontif?
Right.
You were there at shkia, and there was nothing doing.
Okay,
you went home, okay. Now you came back in the morning. Look at this, it's trapped. Then you have a problem. Right, then you have a problem, because you know for sure it was on yontif. And if you're not sure, then you have to be machmer. The implication was you don't have to be machmer. No, we changed that. V'amar mutarin hain. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, a guy shows up with something. Look at this. Your neighbor wants to butter you up, right? He wants to borrow your snowblower when it snows. So what does he do? He brings you fresh stuff. And you look what I brought you. Look what I brought you. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it's mutter, but I don't want to lend him my thing. So I'm not going to take it. But it's mutter. Mutter for what? I can eat it. Or I can just touch it. I can just handle it. That's a machlokes. Mutarin lamai. What's a mutter for? Rav Amar Mutarin Lakabel. Yeah, I could take it. I don't have to eat it in front of him. I could take it. Well, thank you so much. Levi Amar Mutarin Bachila. Levi says, you can even eat it. Amar Rav. The Rav says like this. Listen to this. Lo lamal yimna adam atzim beis ha-medrash afilu sha'achat. You should never absent yourself from the beis ha-medrash even for 1 hour. Doesn't mean 1 hour. It even means for 1 moment. Dana, the Levi, Havinan Kabeh de Rebbe. We were both learning by Rebbe. Kiamra laha shmaita, when he said this memra, b'orta amar mutarin, at night, he said it was mutar, b'achila. B'tzafra, but in the morning, amar, mutarin l'kabel. He said, no, I changed my mind. You can't eat it. You can take it from him. Let him think you're eating it, but you really can't. Ana d'havi be medrasha hajabi. I was there, so I took it back. Levi, to lohavi be medrasha, lohadar be. Levi, who was not there, he didn't retract. He's making up his own thing now. The Rebbe took it back, and he's sticking to his guns. She didn't come that morning. He showed up late, whatever it is. He didn't know to take it back. 1 second. Meisvei, 1 second. Nachmi Shehevi Doron LeYisrael. If a guy brings a gift to a Jew, Afilu Dogim, Hamifulamim, even fish, right, that are fresh that day, or Peros B'nei Yoman, or Peros that were picked that day, Mutarin, their mutar. Bishlomo Lamanda Mutarin LeKabel Shapir. I understand, I can take it. The guy says, here, look what I brought you. Thank you so much. It's so nice of you. You're such a good neighbor. Elamanda Amar Mutarin Bachila. 1 second. Peros B'nei Yoman Mishari Bachila? I can eat Peros that were picked this day? Like you said before, but the guy picked it. I didn't pick these apples off the tree on yonder. The guy did it. So I can't eat them? Can I eat them? Of course not. Right? Of course not. He didn't do it for me. So what? Of course, right? So what? He didn't do it. Can't do that. I can do something I can't do myself. But he didn't do it for a Jew. He did it for himself. So what? Now, that's so simple. That's so simple. Right? Because if a guy turns a light on, can you walk into the room and get enough from the light? Same. You certainly can. I'm not talking about a shul with a tzibur. Forget all that. Not a tzibur.
You're air-conditioning your house.
Right. So I can't enjoy it? It's not so simple, this halacha.
I said it.
But, right? So what do you mean? How could you eat those food? Ultaimech, Paris, B'nei Yoman, Mishar, Batiltal? But you can't even touch them. So it's not even almost going to touch. Forget to eat. Ella, you know what the answer is? Bekavri da Adimi. They weren't picked that day. They weren't picked that day. They were nice and fresh, but they weren't picked that day. But they were like in red. They were all red, like they were picked. They looked like it. Pay me the kavishi biyarka. They were wrapped up in greens. Askinan. Damai karele b'nei yomen. Why are they called b'nei yomen? Shein ke'en b'nei yomen. It looks like they were picked this day. It looks like what?
How do you know?
He told you.
He told. Yeah, let's say he told you, or you know. I don't know how you know. I don't know. So, but the point is, they're not that day. Of course, you can't even touch that. That's muksa.
Which is quite complicated, by the way, and they're making it seem very, very simple.
Correct. Let's just do two more lines. Amar of Papa Hilchasa Talach is Nachu Shehevi Daron Liyisol Biyamtuf Im Yesh Meoso Hamin Bimechubor Aser. If there's other stuff out there, it's Aser. Why? Because he picked it right now. How do I know? Look outside. Apples all over the place. Ula Erev, Nami Asurin, a night it's also Asur, Bechadeshi Yasu. You have to wait the time it would take to go pick them and bring them. You have to wait. Bechadeshi Yasu. Im Ein Meosim Min HaMechubur, if there's no other food out there, which means he got it beforehand, well, where did he get it from? Got it from Jersey, and he came over here? Tochat Chom Motor, in the Chom it's Motor. Why? Where did you get them from? Obviously, you picked them earlier. Chutz L'Chom, Aser. Chutz L'Chom, it's Aser. One more line. Vaba B'Shul Yisrael Zeh, Motor B'Yisrael Acher. If you bought it for him, it's Motor for him. That's a complicated story. But in Pashas, we'll leave it at that. I want to do the other Rashi.
Didn't we always learn, did you always learn when we were doing the office? Not in Kent also?
What do you mean?
You telling the guys.
Right, yes.
The guy all of a sudden doing something. The guy turned on the light for you. You didn't say anything to the guy.
You're allowed to have enough.
You're allowed to have enough of it.
Right. So I hear you. I know. It's very difficult, Gemara. But I want to discuss one. I want to discuss one issue which Rashi raises. You have to read this Rashi, and we're going to read the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but you see how Rashi thinks. It's a very unusual Rashi. Rashi is addressing the following question. He brings it to you the first day on Tif. He says you have to wait. You have to wait how long? After the first day or after the second day? Right? Can I eat them on the second day without waiting? Says Rashi. Well, why is it different than an egg? One day, right? So different. Maybe today's not yonder. Tomorrow is. So
go back to the egg, you know that, right?
So look at Rashi. Ula Erev, it's the last Rashi on the page. It's a long, fat Rashi, but it's not a hard Rashi. Listen to this. Ula Erev, Asur, Bichtei Shiyasu. At night, it's Asur. You have to wait. Bechdei shiyasu, shekidei shelo yehene mimolachas yontif. You can't have hana from malacha done on yontif, even though it's done by a guy. V'ha de ka'amar le'erev asur bechdei shiyasu. It says it's asur bechdei shiyasu. Halachar kein mutarin. After that is mutar. Afilu le'erev rishonami. Even after the first day. Afagav delel yontav shenihu. Even though the second night's yontav again. Second day yontav. Mamten b'chdei shiyasu. Umutarin mimanavshah. Either way it's mutar. Why? Im halayla cholhu. Hurry him to b'chdei shiyasu. If it's chol, I waited. V'im kodeshu. And if it was kodesh, if tomorrow's kodesh, Nimtzi comes out, shalaktu b'chol. Then he plucked it on a chol day. Right? Why is those are both days? Kain daiti noted. That's what I think, says Rashi. V'yesh li riot harbe. I have a lot of riots. And who bar tuvia de ervin, some case over there in ervin, umi beitza shenol de bezeh, mutaris bezeh. An egg laid on one day, mutar on the other day. The same iman of shach. He can't have 2 days. Alma, ha'echad cholhu. One of these days is not yomtiv. Umi man of shach mutar. Look at Rashi. V'lo zachisi l'shol esp Reb Yaakov b'davar zeh. I wasn't zocher to ask my Rebbe this question. Ki ha'yunogim bo heter bimkomenu. We used to act in a heter way in our place. And I had much more interaction with Goyim in those days. Much more interaction. It doesn't come up today. Maybe your neighbor will bring you something. He's buttering you up. It doesn't really come up. But Rashi says, we used to practice like this. V'ha'yali davar pashut. It was a pashut thing to me. It was a pashut answer. Ulachat pitiraso shal Rebbe, after Rebbe died, shamati es Rebbe Yitzchak Halevi, shehu oser adlel matzi yontav sheni. I heard another rav offered it. V'chol anshi iru kamoso. The whole town held like that. V'gam hilchas gedolos oserim kain, right? The bahag held like that. V'danti lefonov v'loho li adavar. I thought about it. Didn't help me. V'chol taimo eno elo b'dinokat b'chtei shiyasu b'layla ru'l asiyo ka'amar. Right? They held that I had to wait the whole second day. V'ni omer tzorach ha'amte b'chtei shiyasu v'shem shem ha'yom ha'yakodesh v'halay l'chol. Right? I said no. I said it doesn't make any sense. V'teda midelo ka'amar l'erev sholsheni asur b'chtei shiyasu. It doesn't say you have to wait for the second day. Sounds like Gemara said. They're going to have to wait. L'erev rishon ka'amar. Right? Only the first day you have to wait. Uvachuvas Rabbeinu Gershom Ma'or Hagola Matsasi Kamosi. I find a tshuva like him, like I'm right. Gam Ata Bo Eli Michtav Migramais. Now another letter came to me from Germaiza. Shaba L'shem Adam Gadol Zakon V'yoshev B'yeshiva Min Ruma. Unbelievable person. Ushmor of Klonimus. His name is a Klonimus. Ubaki Bechal Hashas. He's a
same one?
I don't know. Which we'll say one. Oh, I don't know. He's a bucky in all of Shas, for Hurricane, he passed him like that, Venechlak Alehen. And we could follow him. This whole Tosfos, the big one, says absolutely not. We hold after the second day you have to wait. I don't care what Rashi throws all these gedolim at me, there's no way. You have to wait for the second day, like the other one tells, the Bahad, and for Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Now I don't know when does it come up? When's it going to bring you fruit and stuff like that? But in those days, it was a very common occurrence. Very common. And just thought that was very interesting, no? How Rashi writes like this.
Yeah.
So, such an uncharacteristic Rashi. He writes names and...
You know why I find it interesting?
Why?
This is Rashi.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Exactly. Such an uncharacteristic kind of Rashi. Never writes like that. All right? So we got to the top line on second line on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Hey, welcome back.